Good morning, everyone. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, right? Well, today's the 22nd of February, 2019. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he shall choose. The light of the body is the eye. Good morning, Howard Jett. Welcome aboard. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thine eye shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct in his steps. Psalm 25:12, Matthew 6:22, Psalm 119:105, Isaiah 30:21, Psalm 32:8-11, and Jeremiah 10:23. You know, the aspect of light and darkness has always been an interesting subject to me. We find in Genesis that God created two groups, one to rule the day and one to rule the night, the sun and the moon. And then we, from a spiritual context, when we speak of light and darkness, we see the most profound contrast. If you've ever been in a cave and they turn off all the lights and you put your hand in front of your face, you can see absolutely nothing. That's what it is from a spiritual standpoint. When we're dead in our trespasses, you can see absolutely nothing spiritually. We can hear nothing spiritually. We're deaf. We can see nothing spiritually. We're blind. We're in the dark. Like groping around in the night. In contrast, when we're given spiritual light, we now have spiritual insight. We can now see things totally from a different perspective. And God's the one that gives us the light. How many people I have known who have had that same experience that I've just relayed as I have had when I was spiritually dead in my sins. I was dead in my trespasses and sins. But when the light of Christ came in, everything changed. First of all, when the light shines in a dark place, it exposes things, doesn't it? It exposes how depraved and evil and hopeless we are without the light. But with the light, God reveals ourselves to us in a new way. And he shows us how desperately we need a Savior. Jesus said he did not come to call the righteous. You know, have you met people that seem to be real pious, have it all together, and they have an attitude as if they've arrived, reached spiritual heights? You know, that was the air that the Pharisees took on. You know, we have Abraham as our father. Christ said, if your Abraham was your father, you would do the works of Abraham. He didn't come to call the righteous. He came to call the sinners to repentance. All of the people for whom he saved were sinners. He didn't save any righteous person who thought they were righteous in their own sight. Remember what happened with the publican and the sinner? Pharisee said, I'm glad I'm not like this publican. I do this, I do that, I fast, whatever. And the publican smote upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Good morning, Daniel, Danny Paul. Welcome aboard this morning. The light versus the darkness. Have you ever looked up at the sun and it was so bright that you could not even see anything? It was so light it blinded your eyes. Good morning, Pastor Cook. That's what the sun, God's sun, does to us. When it first shines in the darkness of our very depraved nature, it's overwhelming to see the contrast between the light of the Son of Jesus Christ and the darkness of our spiritual death and condition. When he shines the light of his grace into our hearts, we see that we have need of a Savior. And we find ourselves crying out to him, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And it says that the publican went to his house justified. That Pharisee went on in his spiritual darkness, in his spiritual depravity. The light versus darkness. Darkness doesn't do anything for the soul. It just causes hopelessness, helplessness, discouragement. But the light of God's grace changes everything. Changes everything. Well, when we find the light of God's grace shining in our hearts, what happens? God's light on the Christian serves as a reflector. And that light reflects out to others. Remember the song we used to sing as little children? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Well, we can't do anything in and of ourselves. We can't let it do anything. But when God's light shines in our heart, you know, it's God who works in us to will and do of his own good pleasure and causes the light to shine from our hearts. All glory goes to God for shining the light of his grace into our hearts. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to find something, but it was too dark and you needed a flashlight? And you went to get the flashlight and the batteries were dead. You turned it on and there was nothing. the batteries of our spiritual life are Jesus Christ. He energizes us. He's our energy. He is our light. He says, I am the light of the world. Those that have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Well, I'm glad for the light of the world. I'm glad that he's shown his light in my heart. And even though there have been times of darkness, discouragement, disobedience, turning from the light, for God's people, his light is always with us. And sometimes it may seem to be seem to be brighter than other times. But you know what? The Son of God is everlasting light. Everlasting light. So this morning, that is my thought. The light of the world. The light of the world is Jesus. One of these days, we're going to be ushered into the presence of this everlasting light. Remember what happened to Moses when he went up on Mount Sinai and then he came back down to the people, how his face was so full of the glory of the Lord, they had to cover his face. They couldn't stand to look upon his face. The glory of the Lord. Good morning, Mabasi Katia. Welcome aboard this morning. So there's something about this light versus darkness. The Bible tells us that Satan is the prince and the power of the air that works in the sons of disobedience. Scripture also tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. I want to read this to you, and this shows the contrast in this light and darkness. The sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our souls to make our paths a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absent of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with his plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to our spirits, too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan and his kingdom does the same thing, too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined his light into our hearts and gives us peace that passeth understanding, never to depart. So, we want to be thankful for the light that God has shined in our hearts in a very dark, depraved, despicable world. When we go out into the countryside or into the mountains, we see the beauty of God's creation displayed everywhere. Beauty of the earth displays the beauty of our Savior and how that the light in the early mornings we love to see the sun rise. We love to see the sun set. And so is the sun of God rising in your heart? Do you feel the warmth of His presence? Do you see the beauty of His work in His Son, Jesus Christ? You know, we can never focus too much on the beauty of God's creation, can we? And I want to end today. I know I've read this before, but I want you to think about the light of Christ in the soul of man as I read through this. Creation is a wonder of your mind. You know, we are told in Romans, the first chapter, that we can look at creation and see God's eternal Godhead. We can actually see His eternal Godhead. Creation is a wonder of your might. Good morning, Anointed Daniel. Welcome aboard this morning. When I awake at early dawn and the sunlight glimmers on my face, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When my heart feels the comfort of your Spirit's wooing, I want to thank you for your amazing grace. When flowers bend their heads waving to me at sunrise, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When I remember resurrection morning, your Son rising from the dead, I want to thank you for your glory fills the sky. When I see the robin, the redbird, and the dove waking to a new day, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. Knowing that Christ is seated at your right hand, I know someday I to paradise will take my flight. When the squirrels rise early playing in the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. I then know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And thank you again for your love shown on Calvary. When I see and hear the waters of a creek on the mountainside, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And the water and the blood that flowed from your riven side reminds me to be so thankful for the day for me you died. And in the early evening, when the sun begins to set, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. As the cool breeze blows and the robin returns unto her nest, the rest I have in Christ, your perfect sacrifice, was met. When I see the fawn by the road peering through the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And I see her mother not far away. Once again, the great shepherd beckons me to my knees. When this old world with all its sin is burnt up and destroyed, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And as the new Jerusalem descends from heaven with wonder and delight, I want to thank you for fulfilling Christ's promise, and I'll be overjoyed. What marvels await for me in this new city, I am told. Father, I will then know that creation is a wonder of your might. I'll live in a city where I'll never grow old, and I'll forever thank you for the sweetest story ever told. Well, may the good Lord be with you this Friday morning. Hope you have a good weekend. And you're in our thoughts and our prayers, and let us be always thankful for Jesus Christ, who is our light. God bless.